A criminal is on the loose on the streets of Christchurch. A hat thief. 89-year-old Jim McLaughlin was the victim of the crime, and he joins me now to explain a bit more. Wish me luck. Hello, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, lovely to chat to you. Tell me what happened.
Well, I was on my way back home again from the Little Brown Jug, the pub up the road. I go up there for the company because I live on my own. I lost my wife 6 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And I was on the mobility scooter on Wayside Avenue when all of a sudden a bicycle came up alongside me and snatched my hat off my head. Now, the hat was sent to me by my mother 50-odd years ago from Scotland. And it meant quite a lot to me. It was a good blue tartan hat with a blue tassel on top. And off he went on his bike up Wayside Avenue on the wrong side. He'd done a U-turn and turned around and was on Wayside Avenue as fast as he could go. He must have been pretty fit boy because he could pedal that bike pretty fast. He disappeared up Wayside Avenue. And I would really like that hat back again.
I'll bet you would. Particularly this time of year, Jim.
Pardon?
Particularly this time of year.
Yeah. It was one that a lot of people take the mickey out of me, you know, and I just fire it back at them, especially the Crusader supporters, that we're all good friends and we have a lot of good fun. I've got three Highlander jerseys and a few Highlander flags that I fly on the scooter. And a lot of people say it looks good, that the people that come from Otago and other people with Scottish heritage, they quite like it.
You're a lone Highlanders fan in Crusaders country, Jim.
Yeah. But that makes it all the better because they think they're one step ahead of me, but they're not. I just give them this back again. And especially at the RSA, they're one-eyed, 99% of them are all Crusader supporters. So, but I can hold my own against them.
Hey, we're having a laugh, but this is a really horrible thing to happen to you. Can you tell us anything about the guy who snatched your hat?
Not very much. It happened so quick. And they just snatched it. It was the last thing in the world you'd expect to know, especially in New Zealand. You don't expect things like that to happen. And whether he's been watching me and took a fancy to my hat or not, but it'll be one of very, very few hats like it here in New Zealand. But as you probably know, each clan in Scotland has got two or three different tartans. You know, they have a battling tartan for fighting the English, and they have a dress tartan, and they have a hunting tartan, you know, quite a lot. So it makes it pretty hard to distinguish which one it is, but I'm pretty sure it's the Macbeth tartan. And it's inside the hat. The name of the tartan is inside, but it's probably been about 40 years since I've read it. But I'm still, it's in the back of my mind, it's the Macbeth tartan.
Yeah.
It's a distinctive blue one. It's a Highlander colours. It's the blue and the yellow, and it's got some Crusader colour, a wee bit of red in it as well. But just had the policeman here, and he reckons they'll do their best to get the hat back again.
Yeah.
So I hope they do. They've been very good, so they have the police.
I mean, it's possible the young guy just thought he was having a bit of a prank, and when you're young, you don't really think about what it means to someone, eh?
Or else he's been dared to watch it or to do it, you know.
Yeah.
I would say that's what it is. But it seems that in the Dunedin paper this morning, it's got a one-eyed Crusader fan stole it. So that'll upset a few feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound in pretty good spirits, Jim, but a hat that your mum gave you 50 years ago, obviously a strong sentimental attachment, so
And I've looked after it pretty well,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And every time I have a look at it, you know, when it's hanging up, I think about my mother. Yeah.
When did you come out to New Zealand and what circumstances?
Pardon?
Under what circumstances did you come to New Zealand?
I was very unsettled after the war. And after I came out of the army, I just couldn't settle down. I was having a wee bit of trouble with women, you know, all want to get married, and so it wasn't for me at all. So I hopped on the ship from the River Clyde, the Captain Hobson, and headed for New Zealand. Only meaning to stay here maybe about 6 months, a year or something. When you take a look at the map against Australia, it's not very big. And so here, I've been here since early 1958. Yeah, it was 1958. I sailed down the Clyde on the 4th of February 1958, and I arrived in New Zealand around about the 26th of March 1958, yeah.
Someone did convince you to marry them, though.
Pardon?
Someone did eventually convince you to marry her.
Yeah. No, I married a New Zealand nurse.
Yeah.
So I met her on a cruise, Fiji, Samoa, and Tonga. But I don't have any regrets at all. It worked out very, very good. And we've got a nice daughter out of it. So that's good.
Oh, you've got a daughter, do you?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Anne.
What does she make of this theft?
She said it was probably be a kid's prank. That's what she seems to think, you know, but it probably is, or else it's somebody that's been brought up, you know, as a staunch Crusader supporter.
Hey, what part of Christchurch was it, by the way, in case people want to look out for it?
Yeah, Westside Avenue.
Westside Avenue.
Yeah, Burnside.
Burnside.
Yeah. Just before you come to Free Crescent.
And if people find it, they could probably hand it into the little brown jug on Wairaki Road, eh?
Yeah, or preferably, you could ring the Star newspaper. I see that's got a phone number there to ring if they want to bring it back.
Someone's suggesting you talk to the local school, Burnside High, Chobham Intermediate, Westburn School. Maybe they could ask or see if one of the pupils
well,
could...
Yeah, well, it'll probably be in the school today.
Okay.
But,
let me know if I can assist further, okay, Jim?
Pardon?
Let me know if I can help any more. Get in touch.
That'd be good, as long as... I don't even take it to the little brown jug or the Papua New RSA.
Yeah.
I don't know, two of them.
Nice.
I think the RSA might burn it. Yeah.
Nice to meet you, and good luck, Jim.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks for your time today.